And welcome back to the Hellbound podcast. My name is Alex Blackburn. I'm the founder of the Hellbound Horror Festival, and I'm joined together.
Wow.
It's, as
like,
long as it's not
across
like
countries, our bodies are attached. We have like a piece of flesh that stretches between us from Canada to Northern UK. And that's how we're actually able to communicate, like outside of the show. We
through our skin.
Body to body.
Yeah,
telepathy.
This
I don't
is
know. It's a communication cord.
This is from a Cronen. This is a Cronenberg thing, isn't it? So
it is a Cronenberg
thing. I'm joined by
I am
the
Michael
amazing K. Michael Chan, the super talented, and we'll be seeing more of him on our screens, big and small. I hope soon.
Yes.
How are you doing, Michael?
I am doing extremely well, very excited. For those of you who don't know, my TV show, Popularity Papers, has just dropped their official announcement. We are premiering in Canada on April 10th, 2023 at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on YTV and on Stack TV. Stack TV is our streamer, which you can subscribe to on Amazon Prime.
Awesome.
Very excited.
Awesome.
Yes.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy for you, Michael. This is incredible. This is great.
Thank you.
News.
Now, it's not horror. It's not horror. It is it's a kid's show. It's a family show, but it's a show geared towards being able to be watched by adults and appreciated. So the general premise is you have two girls who are entering their teenage years. They notice that there are popular kids in school, and so they kind of want to crack the code of popularity to better their own lives by becoming popular themselves. So they're both very smart, very scientific, so they start doing social experiments on popularity, and each episode is a different social experiment, and they call it the Popularity Papers. And through this process they grow and they come into their own, and there is a very nice and meaningful message about being authentic and being yourself throughout the show. I play the father of one of the girls. I am a supporting lead and third on the call sheet. So, yay!
Epic.
It's
That's awesome.
Took me 17 years. Well, technically 16. This is my 16 years to get my first supporting lead on anything, really. But this is my first series. This is the first time I've ever had to do acting at this level, and it was an absolute just dream come true. And you know, I have a lot of doubts about myself. I think every actor does. I have imposter syndrome, but having done this show and filmed 26 episodes of it, I now use this as proof to myself that I belong here, and that I am indeed a good actor to a certain extent.
Yeah, superb.
So I'm going to celebrate by opening a can of Liquid Death. Liquid Death is our unofficial sponsor. It is sparkling water. I love their cans. They have a skull on their can. So it has a very horror name. Liquid Death has a very horror image on it. The box, the case that it comes in, has horror art, like graffiti comic style art on it. So very horror themed. When I was doing Ezra, this was our sponsor. And so I got
Amazing.
A case at home. So
Amazing.
Here's some ASMR for you. And I'm going to pour it into a wine glass. There's the bubble sounds and moving on to actual horror things. I just want to bring up one thing before we get into our main event. I just read online that Levi's, the clothing and jeans company, has decided that they're going to start using AI to sustainably promote diversity in their models. They historically have one model per product, and what they're looking to do is generate AI people, as in fake AI generated models, and put clothing on them. And look, I'm already have problems with computers and AI and all that replacing people's, you know, in jobs. I have an even bigger problem when you, as a company, come out and say you're promoting diversity, by using computers to generate people of color and people of different sizes and different of heights. That is not diversity. That is erasure. That is replacement. That is fake diversity. Levi's, you are not doing anyone any favors, and that is disgusting. And this is the kind of horror, real life horror crap that should not be in existence. Hire models. And let's be clear to anyone who's thinking, oh, this only affects people of color. No. This could affect all models of any shade, any size, any gender, anything, because hypothetically, they could just use a computer to generate people with different skin shades. So, no, we're not replacing models with AI people. Levi's, do better. Hire models. We deserve to work. They deserve to work. Everyone deserves to work. And there is something to be said about, a model and the emotions that they can invoke, the realism of said model. There's no replacement of a model with an AI when it comes to modeling. Same as acting, because you just cannot reproduce any of the emotions you see on their face. And I know some people argue, no, they just look like they're dead inside. No, they don't. The whole point of models is they invoke an emotional reaction from you, so you would want to buy the product. So Levi's, stop it. Stop it with this AI nightmare of a future that you want to build for this industry. Stop the AI crap. Hire models.
Just to make a little point about our weekend reviews, we are still doing the weekend reviews. It's just a time thing at the moment with everything that's going on in our busy lives. I am looking to release two or three that we've pre-recorded. I'm just finding the right time to do that. I'll do that as soon as possible. But yeah, today we are talking about an Irish film. Is that right, Michael?
That is right. It is called Unwelcome. It's directed by John Wright. And it didn't really do well in the box office. It only made $258,938.
Oh, wow.
However, it is actually a good movie. And the reason why I was drawn to it because I saw Colm Meaney's in it. That's Chief O'Brien from Star Trek. It also has Christian Nairn, I think that's how you pronounce his name, who's you may know him as I do believe he's Hodor, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. He's Hodor. So there's some like good actors here, or there's also Hannah John Kamen.
I like her a lot. I think she's a fantastic actor. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
So like there's good actors in here. So let me read the description of the movie. A couple escape their urban nightmare to the tranquility of rural Ireland, only to hear stories of mysterious creatures who live in the gnarled ancient woods at the foot of their garden. As warned by their new neighbors, the creatures come when called to help souls in dire need of rescue. But it's crucial to remember there's always a dear price to pay for their aid. This is a criminally underrated horror film. I would think that part of it is because there really wasn't much US distribution. I think right now it's on Shudder. Mind you, I watched it on Google TV. But at the beginning of the film, it said Shudder, so it's probably on there too. But yeah, like it's not like a massive budget film, but the story is really, really good. It tackles, I was not expecting this, but it tackles the idea of toxic masculinity and what exactly, like how society uses masculinity in horrible ways. And also like it has really very interesting creatures. I won't really talk too much
Oh,
about it. I don't
wow,
want to give
okay.
anything away, but the creatures are really, really cool. There's good lore. They build up the lore behind these creatures. And just like it's such a good film. And the performances are fantastic. Like, absolutely fantastic. Everyone committed. And, it's nice to see Kolmini working. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get to see him enough over here. So in North America, I'm glad he's working. And this is like this the role that he has as like the I guess the boss of a contracting company. It's kind of a dick. He's really good. He's really good. It's like anti-O'Brien, Like, it was wonderful seeing him like that. But yeah, everyone gave it their all. And yeah, I was very shocked. I just was not, especially since like, people on IMDb have trashed it, giving it a 4.9 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critics give it a 64%. But I disagree with that. I genuinely enjoyed this film. Actually, audience score is even worse. I don't know why people are hating on it so much. I disagree. I think it's great.
I think sometimes that people just expect super high concept a lot of the time, and that's fed down from a lot of huge budgeted movies. So I
Well,
like to
yeah, no,
see
this.
something kind of stripped back and like this. I'm just seeing at the corner of my eye, I'm just looking at the trailer on mute on IMDb, but it looks pretty interesting. And on the Kolmini thing, when you see
Yeah.
him doing the non-O'Brien or stripped back kind of performance,
Yeah.
he's fantastic. Like, I remember him in Layer Cake with Daniel Craig. He's got
Oh.
small role, actually quite a good support role in that, and he's fantastic, absolutely fantastic, and he really gets his kind of acting chops, really hammers home what he tries to do. But it's great to see that he's in this, and to see him in horror as well. It's pretty special.
Oh, it is. And now I am trying to find the budget, but I can't. But I
Can't
will
have been
say
huge. Yeah, can't have been a huge budget.
it's not big. So don't expect like an American Hollywood horror film with insane effects. They spent most of their money, honestly, just on the creatures, which I do. I'm looking at them, and I think it's a combination of some CG and some practical work, like puppetry, and maybe like it's a really good film to watch if you're like a fan of 80s horror, because it has that feel because of the lower budget of it. So that, they had to make do with what money they had. And I mean, it's not long. It's 1 hour and 44 minutes, in a world of, movies over 2 hours and new movies coming out at 3 hours. Like, come on. An hour and 44 minutes of fun is great. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just like looking at all. I just feel so bad for this film because of how much it, how just how little money it's making. This
They
is so
from
sad.
I don't want you to confirm this either way, but they look from the poster, then the shadow that's cast onto the house, it
That's
looks like
correct.
some sort of goblin or something. I'm not sure
Well,
what
yeah,
it is,
no, I
but
mean, they look, yes, like that shadow, yes.
awesome.
If you
Yeah,
look at,
I'm.
yeah, the movie poster, like, but like I said, like, it's a good film. It's just that I think what it's interesting. I was on Reddit with my wife, with Jessica, and we noticed that the message seems to hit differently depending on how you think about men.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of people out there who are just, have internalized misogyny. Yeah, there are parts of this film that I noticed annoyed the holy hell out of some people. And I'm like, but guys, there's a point to all of this.
Yeah.
And I wasn't annoyed at all. Actually, I saw something different.
Is it
And
a
I think
well-made point that you saw?
it's a well-made point. And I think that's why it would piss off some people, because to this very day, toxic masculinity is a very big thing. Like, misogyny is huge. Like, it's not, it hasn't gone away. And there are a lot of men out there, especially who, are think of being a man. I'm a man, and if they watch this film and the message that it's trying to convey, they see this message and they go, yeah, bullshit,
Yeah.
They hate it. They hate it. And that's to be expected.
Interesting.
But
Okay.
I don't I would like to think that I have worked very hard throughout my life to try to not be misogynistic. I mean, I will always be working on myself, but I see this as a very empowering message and a very good message about how society thinks about men.
Yeah.
And that's why I do believe it's a very good movie, because like if you're like honestly, if you just don't want to think about the message, that's fine. It's still a darn good movie. It's a lot of fun.
That sounds
But
great,
I
though.
just couldn't help noticing the message that was there. It wasn't like beat you over the head, but it's there. And I could tell. And it was great. It's just like right there underneath the surface the entire time. And
I think
that's
that
why I
for
love it.
me, that's why I think that kind of messaging and having it not screamed in your face. I think if you do it correctly, it sounds like you're doing it the right way. It sounds like it's how storytelling should be done, how messages should be put across, that it's not inches away from your face being screamed at you. It's just telling you through a good story and through horror, which is great. This kind of
It's like the
tale.
sheer amount of people going like, why didn't this character do this or did that character do that? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, guys, that's the point. In the real world, let's be clear, most of these like really macho dudes would probably do the same thing no matter what they believe they would do. I'm not, again, trying not to spoil anything, but I'm 100% sure most men who talk like that, who online, are just gonna react the same way as these characters.
Absolutely. And how is your liquid death, Michael?
Oh man, it is wonderful. It has brought me back to life.
I would love a some sort of sweet or savory or drink sponsor because I would love to see where you go with it.
My God. As long as it's not Prime, I'm not a fan of Logan Paul. No
No,
offense.
I'm not. With all the crypto scamming and everything, I'm absolutely not. And everything else.
Like, no disrespect to, I'm gonna disrespect his work in WWE wrestling. I am very surprised Logan is actually very good at pro wrestling and a natural heel character. He's very good at being hated. He has performed some incredible feats. He clearly trains hard because a lot of his moves are actually quite smooth in the ring. I just have an issue with his I guess persona outside of the ring. And if he can own up to some of the stuff he's done and maybe do some self-reflection and work on himself a little, like I will never be a fan, but at least I'd be more accepting. Anybody can change, right? Like the whole point is people are able to redeem themselves.
It seems to be going that way with him, but then
I hope
if you
so.
look at the CoffeeZilla and crypto scams that's going on and how
I
he's
hate
been
the crypto
involved,
scam.
and
Oh no, I'm not happy with that. I'm very unhappy
it's awful, really is awful. On a last note, I want to show you this. I've been tasked to Photoshop the word proof out of a photograph for my parents,
Oh.
and they had their 50th wedding anniversary this year.
Yeah.
And it looks like one of those photographs when you see it. I'm going to show you it now. I've got the original photo
Yeah.
here. It looks like one of those photos where people would start disappearing if they get killed by one. So this is the photograph.
Oh.
It's almost like some sort of Hammer horror thing. I can't quite focus.
Yeah, no, I know it's blurry, but like actually,
Let me see
oh
if
my. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Wow.
I can. Look at my dad's hair. My dad's this one here.
Night. No, your dad's the one in the wedding dress.
You never know. Never know.
You have progressive parents. They switch clothing, you know.
See if I can get that focus right.
I mean, you turned out all right, so
I have my moments. I have my moments for being a massive asshole. But I'm trying, like you're talking about bettering yourself. I when priorities really hit home and how you should treat people and want to be treated. I've been like that for a good few years, but I'm always trying to improve myself. And so hopefully I'll get that done, that photograph. But I think that's everything, isn't it?
It is everything. Yeah, so once again, we are unofficially sponsored by Liquid Death. I drank an entire can this episode and it felt really good. Reminds me a lot of Perrier, but less lemon flavor. It's crisp, it's clean, but it's extremely expensive for what it is. Drop your price a little and maybe I'll buy more. Or give us some free Liquid Death. That would be nice.
Yeah, and if
Okay.
any competitors want to join in, like Fuji Water, Fiji Water, I'd like that.
Oh yeah, or Esca water or Aquafina. Any of you guys want to sponsor us with some free water? That would be,
We both need it.
or drinks. That
Yeah.
would be nice. So yeah, if you guys like what you're listening to, we are on social media, on Instagram. Our handle is at the Hellbound Podcast. As I say every single episode that I'm here, we would love to feature your art. So if you do cosplay, horror makeup, or maybe you're like a band that has a horror aesthetic and you want to show off your music or whatever, or maybe you went to a horror convention and you want to, have us feature some of the awesome photos that you took, send them over in our private messages and we will give you a feature. Again, that's at the Hellbound Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to us, Harness to Darkness.